reading the Associated Press story about the Chicago Tribune's ownership change. It's this Alden Global Capital, a hedge fund. They make zillions of dollars in part by taking newspapers, buying them, stripping them, and selling them. You know, an interesting wrinkle on this is that the number two investor, the guy that owns the LA Times, also is a major investor in the Chicago Tribune. And when they said, okay, should we let Alden Capital have controlling interest, he abstained. If the deal goes through, and it did, he makes $150 million. But if the deal goes through as it did, it really looks bad for anybody's care for journalism. And this is a guy who said, I'm all about journalism. I want to save the San Diego Union and the Los Angeles Times. But he wasn't so interested in saving the Tribune, and $150 million may have been clouding his judgment. Hey, it's his money. He gets to do whatever he wants with it, right? In fact, I want to talk a little bit about that with Doug Arthur. He is the managing director of equity research at Huber Research Group. Hey, Doug, you're on WGN Radio. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, John.
What do you all do? What is the Huber Research all about?
Well, Craig Huber and I worked together for years at Morgan Stanley, and he went to Lehman. I went to eventually to Evercore and then ISI, and then we formed an independent equity research shop 7 or 8 years ago. And you know, we do equity research. We're just not one of the big firms. We have our own clients and do publish our own research, and it's straightforward, you know, buy and sell of stocks.
Right. Equity research, meaning I'm going to tell you what the value or viability of that equity, that company is, right?
Yeah, we specialize in media and internet and information services. So Tribune certainly is in that vein.
And so there goes for $630 some million. What does that price tell you? What should I know about that?
Well, I think it's a very low price. I mean, it's, you know, if you look at Gannett, which is its closest comparable, so to speak, and Gannett is trading, you know, at 5 times cash flow, and this is under 4 times cash flow. It's about 3.6, 3.7 times cash flow. So it's a very low price. Alden got a great deal.
I don't think people understand fully how it is. If you buy something that you don't think is going to be profitable or make money, even if you break it up, how do you make money? What's the interest in Alden for buying the Tribune? How does that work?
Well, you know, Alden has this media news group, so they've been a very opportunistic buyer of distressed newspapers all over the country. I think they own 200 newspapers right now, including some pretty well-known ones. Like the San Jose Mercury News and the Denver Post. And, you know, there's, as we saw with the Tribune auction, there's not a lot of incremental buyers out there. So Alden takes advantage of that. They buy these assets very cheap. They still produce a lot of cash flow. I mean, Tribune just raised its expectations for EBITDA for next year, for this year.
Yeah.
So that they buy it cheap.
That point should not be lost, by the way.
And they spoke it for cash.
The Tribune is a profitable newspaper. They do make money. Okay, so then they say, hey, but for some reason nobody else wants to risk $630 million. We'll buy Tribune Publishing. Now they've got that thing, and it's throwing off a little cash. Is that it, or do they now start firing people to cut costs?
Well, the reputation of Alden is that they are vicious cost cutters. So they go in and strip assets and sell off real estate and leverage up balance, you know, cash flow, and they are brutal on costs. That has been their reputation, and I think that's the concern of the journalists at, you know, the Tribune papers.
And if you did that at Chrysler or Walgreens, I don't know that people would gnash their teeth. They would say that's the business world. And by the way, maybe businesses are a little fat. Maybe it's right to run lean. The owners get to decide. So how is a newspaper different then than that?
Well, I mean, it's not. The answer to your question is it's not. But I think that, you know, the local communities view their newspapers as a source of kind of independent news on politics, on crime, on what's important in the community. So there is a public service aspect that's very important, and that is being undercut by, you know, the demise of advertising in the newspaper world.
Well, you don't see many advertising pages in the print edition anymore. You'll see them digitally. But I still don't understand the logic, because, okay, Now the product is not as good. If you start to viciously, as you say, cut staff, then even less people are going to want to read it or advertise in it, even digitally. So now the value goes down, right?
Well, yeah, I think you nailed it. I mean, if you look at the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, those are the exceptions. They have national and international readership. So they've been able to convert their revenue stream to digital. So the New York Times has almost 8 million paying digital subscribers. And, you know, that is a rarity among the local regional newspapers in the United States. If you don't have that that pathway to digital success, then you're dependent on traditional newspaper advertising, which is declining at 25% a year.
So I'm still trying to figure out then, if the Tribune isn't on that playing field and their cost cutting is going to hurt the overall product, if that's the game Alden is going to play, aren't they ultimately going to devalue their product? Ain't nobody going to buy it for $600 million if they do that.
Well, I mean, I think that's a $64 question. I think Alden has been able to cut costs so extremely in the properties they own that they sort of stabilized the cash flow, which can be quite large at these papers. And by adding in more economy of scale with Tribune, they just add to that, you know, playbook.
Sure, but economy of scale in journalism is different than a Walgreens. You could have an accounting department handle everybody's stores across the country. Newspapers are inherently local operations that require a local eye and ear and voice. Answer this. How realistic was the hope that some angel would come and save them, an Oprah Winfrey or a Ken Griffin or something like that?
Well, not, you know, it looked realistic in the beginning. Obviously, you had this local owner in Baltimore who's very wealthy, who wanted to own the Baltimore Sun. He then teamed up with this billionaire in Switzerland, and that looked very realistic. But the history in the last 10 years of non-for-profits buying big papers locally has not been a happy story.
I got to go. But then what's your prognosis for the Tribune and Chicago as it is covered by the Tribune?
Well, I mean, it remains to be seen. Alden is saying all the right things, but their track record precedes them, and I think it's going to be a rough go. And I think they will continue to cut costs. I think they will continue to eliminate journalists, and they will do what they can to make as much money as possible with an asset, as you say, that's somewhat in decline.
Doug Arthur is the Managing Director of Equity Research at Huber Research Group. Really interesting, Doug. I appreciate your conversation today. We'll call you again. Thanks for joining us.
You got it. Thank you.